Since January of 2001, more than 2,100 bodies categorized as undocumented migrants have been found within the jurisdiction of the Pima County Office of the Medical Examiner. Now, most of those deaths are recorded on a website that maps out the data. Gregory Hess is the chief medical examiner for Pima County. He says the online database has been in the making for 8 years, and there is nothing else like it in the U.S.
Here in southern Arizona, it's a unique population because we're interested in migrant deaths, because we've been the primary location for migrant deaths of people crossing from Mexico into the United States for probably the last 12 to 13 years.
For categorization purposes, the Office of the Medical Examiner uses the term migrant for someone who was actively in the process of crossing the Sonoran Desert, most of the times on foot. Hess says the method is not perfect, but in thousands of cases, only a couple of the bodies have turned out not to be migrants.
In some instances, we don't know for sure when we find remains if they are not a U.S. citizen or they're not a Native American from the Tohono O'odham Nation, but based on the effects that they have with them or the circumstances where they're found, you know, the assumption is that it's consistent with somebody that is migrating in the United States across the desert. And most of the time when we do identify people, it turns out we're right.
He says the $175,000 project was funded by an anonymous donor. The medical examiner's office and the nonprofit organization Humane Borders are working together on the website, which will be updated quarterly.
It's hard to make policy decisions if you don't know where people are dying. So having a spatial representation of where that is can be helpful for that purpose.
The website, humaneborders.info, has numbers that go back to 2001. Visitors can narrow down the search by a person's name, gender, cause of death, year of death, or where the body was found. Hess says most deaths are by exposure to natural elements.
Essentially, if the bodies we receive are decomposed to the point where we can't do a full examination, we don't know why they died. But of the people that we can do a full examination, the majority of them have died from environmental causes, either hyperthermia being too hot or hypothermia being too cold, plus or minus dehydration.
He says the online tool will help the medical examiner's staff.
We find remains spread in part by time. So we may find a left femur or a left bone from the leg in 2005 in a particular area of the desert. And then a couple of years later, we get a report of human remains, skeletal remains found, and maybe it's a right femur and a pelvis and a skull. And we think, well, these are fragmented or incomplete remains. Is it possible we recovered portions of this individual earlier in time?
The website is also designed to help anthropologists, researchers, and humanitarian aid groups like Humane Borders, who can use the information to map out where to put water stations. Hess says the information can also be used by law enforcement agencies, who can use the data to track patterns in trafficking and deaths.
If you're the sheriff's department, you know, it might help with staffing. If you have a small, like in Ajo, Arizona, which is the far west portion of the county, you know, how many deaths are out there versus on the Tohono O'odham Nation? What kind of vehicles do you need? Is it accessible by roadway, or do you need an ATV, or do you need a helicopter?
People looking for missing family members can access the online mapping system from anywhere in the world, and parts of the site are in Spanish.
This will allow somebody to look at a geographic area, pull up all the remains that were found, have a description of those remains, and see if it's consistent with the person that we're looking for, or if somebody needs to go look, or if there's something else that needs to be done.
Many hope that by having information available online, the hundreds of nameless remains of migrants, mostly from Mexico and Central America, can be identified. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.